Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Girls Rule Boys Rule podcast. My name is Vanessa G and I'm your host. We made it to episode 2, so I think that means things went well. I got a lot of feedback from everyone, and you know what's funny, the feedback I wasn't expecting was that my voice is very soothing and ASMR like, which is kind of funny to me because honestly I'm talking low because my baby's sleeping, so we'll see how it eventually plays out when I record and he's not sleeping. So yeah, that was funny, but I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. Thank you everyone who gave me feedback, I really appreciate it. But you know what I was thinking, I was like, I don't really think anyone's gonna say they didn't like it. Well, they weren't gonna tell me if they didn't like it, at least. So I'm just curious, like, if you didn't like it, what was your constructive feedback? I did have someone tell me that I should have an intro to introduce like what I'm gonna be talking about. But the only reason I don't plan on doing that is because I'm kind of just chatting with you guys as friends, and I do have topics that I want to talk about, but I just feel like I'm gonna go off on a tangent. Like, you know when you're FaceTiming your best friend and y'all just start talking about whatever? I think that's pretty much how most episodes are gonna go. But also, why did I try to film an episode with my best friend last night? And that was terrible. We realized that we talk entirely too much. So when we got on to record, we had nothing to say because we've already talked about everything on this earth. So we're literally doing a fucking social experiment where we agreed to not talk for a whole week and not text each other every thought we have, every encounter we have with human beings, so that we actually have content to record next week. So yeah, look forward to that. If that episode doesn't drop as a third episode, then just know we couldn't get it the fuck together, but I'm sure we will. It was just kind of a funny realization. We were like trying to have conversations that we've already had before, and it was just so awkward because I'm like, bitch, I already know what you, how you feel about this, and you already know how I feel about this, so what the fuck are we even saying? But yeah, so that was that. I've been feeling sad today. I'm like, it's definitely because I'm getting my period next week, but I don't know, I've just felt down today, and I'm not really the type to be like in a sad mood where I just don't want to be bothered. But today I just like, I didn't really want to talk to people. I think that everything I have going on is kind of starting to get to me. I'm so busy and I've just been really missing my son. I feel like I don't get to spend as much time with him as I would like to. And time where we're not doing anything, I feel like even the time that we spend together, it's having to do something, whether it's going to the store or I'm giving him a bath, you know, like I just kind of want to be able to lay and play with him, and I don't get a lot of that. So that's been making me sad. Also, I feel a little bit discouraged. Like, I feel like this is feeling so real now that I dropped the first episode. In the beginning, it was like, oh, haha, shits and giggles, which it still is 100% shits and giggles. But I'm like, wait, fuck, like I actually care what people think about my podcast, and I genuinely want people to enjoy it. So I feel like, I don't know, it's making me feel intimidated, to be honest. I'm like, I want this to go well, and I feel like I don't want to disappoint you guys. But yeah, the good thing about me though is I can have thoughts like that and I can push through them. Like, I'm not going to let it hold me back. I'm just gonna keep moving forward. But definitely was feeling discouraged, especially with yesterday when we recorded the episode and it didn't turn out how I thought it was. But it's okay, it's all a learning experience. I've learned so much doing this that I'm like, what the fuck. It's kind of cool now that I know like podcast things, and it's just another thing under my belt that I have learned and I can say that I do. So one more thing to add to the resume, because bad bitches have extensive resumes, okay? So yeah, I've just been feeling bad about that. And then I'm just like, I have so much in life that I want to do that it's like, how do I do it all? I swear the only thing keeping me motivated is Kim Kardashian. You know how that's a thing, how much she works? I swear Kim Kardashian is my reason to keep going, okay? Like, when I feel tired and I'm like, I can't do that, I can't take on another thing, I'm like, if you were Kim Kardashian, best believe you would, okay? And probably another reason I was feeling kind of sad and off was because my hair, my nails, and my toes were a disaster. I had a chipped toenail, my nails were popping off, my hair is a rat's nest. So today I went to go get my toenails done, and can I just say, I'm tired of arguing with the nail salon people. Like, why can't you just do what I ask? I swear every time I ask for something, they just insist that whatever they think would look better, and I'm like, I'm literally gonna start crying right now. Can you please just do what I ask? But yeah, so I got my toenails fixed and I have some acrylic press-ons because I just really don't have time to get my nails done. That should be taking 4 hours and I just truly do not have that time. Yeah, that was bothering me, and honestly, my hair is still a rat's nest, so that's gonna have to get corrected. But like I said, if Kim Kardashian can do it, then so can I. But another thing, again, it's really just my hormones. I don't feel like this on a day-to-day basis, but I just was kind of lonely today. I wish I had a man in my life, and I was just kind of analyzing the situation about the guy who I talked about in last episode that I said we had sex and he rocked my world and changed my life. But I don't know, that I'm not sad over it, but I do feel kind of a way because I mentioned that it hasn't gone anywhere and it's not going to go anywhere. But I don't know, I'm just feeling kind of like, why do I attract men that I can't build with or I can't be in relationship with? And when I say that, I mean that, I don't know, I always end up in situations with men where I know they're not my husband. Like, I know they're missing so many qualities that I look for in a man, and I just kind of get myself into these situations. And honestly, that's what they are, situationships, because it's just like nothing can come from them. I know that at the end of this, we're not going to be in a relationship. I don't know. He was just in my DMs for years and years and years, and one day I just responded, and that's how that happened. But I don't know, I wanted to like him so bad, and I think he even wanted to like me so bad, but I just don't think we liked each other for real. But also too, I feel like I was almost willing to settle. And he's a great guy, right? And also has a really good job, and that's super important to me. But the thing is, like, I feel like I deserve more. I need more. My husband is more. It's not even anything against him. It's just sometimes you really are not compatible with people, and I feel like I'm always dealing with men that I feel like I deserve better than them. And he's a great guy, but I just know my life is meant to be a life of luxury, a life of traveling to Italy and driving in nice cars. And that sounds so shallow, but it's really the truth. I genuinely enjoy those things. I genuinely enjoy the finer things in life. So if I know that from the bottom of my heart, I just feel like if as a man that is not something that motivates you in life or that you value, we can't be together, because then I'm always going to be seeking a life that you either one cannot provide or you don't want for yourself. So in the beginning, I was like, oh, maybe this can be something. And I always do this. I always try to justify, oh, well, you know, he has a good job, he'll make money later. But I really need to stop looking at men for the potential they have, because that is what gets me in trouble. I need to just start dating men for who they are. And while it's not to knock any men that are doing things to better themselves, but at the place I am in my life right now, I just don't think that I can be with someone who is not there yet. And at the end of the day, the potential I see in you is probably not the potential you see in yourself. And even if you do see the potential in yourself or are motivated and doing good things, it's still probably not to live the life that I want to live. I want a big house and I want to go to church with my family and I want kids and I want the in-ground pool. And I am 25 years old. I know I'm still young, but I don't think I'm at an age where I can sit around waiting for someone to get there. And this is not a conversation about him anymore, because we really did not even take it that far, but just a conversation in general, that I need to look at myself and figure out why I do that. Why do I date men for their potential? And why do I date men who know that I deserve better? I feel like men are very quick to communicate that with me, that they know I deserve better. Actually, the other day, him and I were having a conversation and he called himself a mediocre man. He thought that I viewed him as mediocre, and I was had to defend. I don't know if it was defending him or defending myself at that point, that no, I don't think you're mediocre, but it's just like, wow, Vanessa, why are you even surrounding yourself with someone that they know you are better than and they know you are too good for? So I don't know. I just need to look at myself and be like, what is that? Like, what is that there? And I think some of it is commitment issues. I have commitment issues when it comes to men. I don't know what it is. It's very hard for me to be vulnerable. As much as I desire a relationship and I want to get married and everything, I'm so scared of men, honestly. I feel like it's so hard for me to put my trust in them. And I think another thing for me too is I do so much for myself, and I always have, that if you can't come into my life and take a weight off of my shoulder, I don't think that I can trust you to love me the way that I need to be loved. Because when I say trust, of course, there's the, oh, you know, they can betray you or they can cheat on you. But for me, I have to be able to trust a person with my heart, with my emotions, and my life, really. Because if I'm going to be in a relationship with someone, we're now going to be partners and we're going to live life together. So if you are my partner and I can't lean on you or depend on you to help me, then I can't trust you. It's very hard for me to find that in men, because really a lot of men don't do that. In the very beginning, a lot of men aren't there to just do everything for you. And sometimes I think, like, is that what I want? Am I lonely, or do I just need someone to come do shit for me? I really think that's what it is sometimes too, because I really wish there was someone here taking out my trash. I really wish, honestly, that I didn't have to go to work and there was someone paying all my bills. And I'm just like, I don't know what it is, but yeah, I was feeling lonely and it made me reflect on that situation, and it just had me feeling weird. And I don't know, I just really need to do better when it comes to men, and I'm trying. And that situation was fine because, you know, it helped me detach from my son's father, and honestly, there was really no feelings involved, I don't think. I mean, I don't know if he was in my DMs for years and he potentially thought I was going to be his wife or something after I responded. But yeah, it's just a weird feeling. It's not necessarily over him. It's just the situation and how frequently it happens in my life. I don't know. I just want to be a princess, and I just want to be taken care of. Like, can someone please take care of me? I feel like I'm the taker carer person. Who is going to look after me? Who is going to think for me? That's what I want. I want to be around a man and I want to not have to use my brain. I want him to do everything for me, and that's that. Which brings us into our discussion. So I asked you guys to send me topics you wanted to talk about, and I did get some topics, which obviously I cannot talk about all in one episode, but I definitely have them written down, and I do want to touch base on everything, because if you guys want to hear about it, then I want to talk about it. But someone asked me how to learn to be okay with yourself. And I know this person's situation, so I am assuming they mean how to learn to be okay alone without relationship with a man. From the conversation that I was just having, I've never struggled with being alone. I actually thrive being alone. I never really understood when people were scared to do things by themselves. I will go to a concert by myself. I will go out to eat by myself. I love my own presence. Sometimes I don't like other people around me because I want to just experience something with my own thought. I don't want the opinion of someone else to influence my experience. You know how there's, I actually have a lot of codependent friends. I'm just realize, and I'm like, this is probably why I'm never the person being taken care of, because I am not the codependent friend. I'm always the one there for the codependent friend. But yeah, I have a lot of friends that, you know, like to run errands with people, and or can't even run an errand without having someone with them. And I'm like, I hate running errands with people. I want to be alone unless it's an event or a celebration, but like getting shit done and just for a lot of things, I want to be alone. So I've never dealt with this, but I do have a few things to say about it. I know a lot of people don't know how to be alone, and I never noticed this until I became an adult. I realized that people really suffer when they are not in a relationship. They yearn to be with someone very, very deeply. And again, it's just something I never understood and I've never dealt with. And days like today where I get lonely and I experience those feelings, but my overall feeling is not that I want to be in relationship with anyone. I think it's because I do things that I like. And I feel like a lot of people don't know themselves as deeply as they think they do. And even when you are in relationship, you're not experiencing life through your own eyes, through your own lens. You're experiencing it through the lens of you and this person, your life together. When you're going on a vacation, you're experiencing it with this person. When you are making a decision, you are making it with this person in mind. So you're not doing things out of your own wants or will. So I feel like when you're in a relationship, you can't say you do things for yourself because you don't. Because at the end of the day, everything you do, you have to consider your partner, whether it be working out. Maybe you have to work out a certain time because you want to see your partner in the morning, or maybe you can't make that big move because your partner has a really good job where you live. So I think that when you are in a relationship, it's hard to know the things you like and what makes you happy and only you happy. I think once you know what those things are, it's very easy to be alone because your happiness is not dependent on another person. And that sounds so cliche, but it is legitimately true. I actually had a conversation with my best friend a while ago saying that I definitely desire marriage and all the things, but if at the end of the day, my life was not meant for a relationship, I would be okay with that because I know from the bottom of my heart what makes me happy. And it's sad to say it, but it's not a relationship with a man. I have a son now, so I'm like, listen, I already have the kid. A lot of times women start to panic about relationship because you want kids. And maybe this will change when I'm older. Maybe I'll start panicking about a relationship when I'm older if I'm not in one. But yeah, I already have the kids. So at the end of the day, I got everything I need already. I want to travel and I want to eat at Michelin star restaurants in Paris. And I want to learn new crafts and I want to be successful. And I think it's very, very beautiful if you can do all of these things in a relationship. But none of those things are with another person. They are things that I can do for myself and by myself. So to learn to be okay with yourself and to be alone, you have to do literally just that. You have to do the things that scare you in order to grow. I actually wrote this down because this is how I feel about the podcast. Speak your truth even if your voice shakes. And I know it doesn't directly apply, but I'm doing this podcast scared. My voice is not shaking, but I'm scared doing this, but I'm doing it anyway. And most times our discomforts are completely different. Like I just said, being alone is easy for me. Being alone may be hard for you, but guess what? You have to do it. Even if your hands are shaking, even if you're scared, you just have to do those things because on the other side of discomfort is growth. And you're never going to be the person you want to be or get to the places that you want to get if you don't allow yourself to feel uncomfortable. If things worth having were easy to obtain, we would all have amazing lives. But it's hard to do things that are going to make you better or that are going to significantly change your life. And if you feel uncomfortable being alone, it's because on the other side of that is a better version of you. I promise. So read a book, join a club, cook a new meal. You have to do things in order to know what it is that you do and do not like. So if while you're trying to be alone and do new things, you have to understand too that you're not going to enjoy everything. That is how you learn what you do like, by doing things that you don't like, to recognize how you feel inside when you're doing things that you enjoy and that make you happy. And if you're continuing to do things and you don't feel that, well, guess what? Keep doing more, because eventually you will find something that makes you happy, and it will be something that you are doing for you and for you only. A lot of times too, I feel like when you're in a relationship, it's harder to try new things because you have someone watching you and you get scared to fail in front of them. I think about this, that it would be very hard for me right now to be with someone if I was just starting my podcast, because I don't know, like sometimes I'd be getting embarrassed around men. Like I just want you to see the success. Like I don't want you to see me struggle or fail. And yeah, maybe that's another reason why a man doesn't come in my life and sweep me off my feet and take care of me, because I make this shit look effortless, for real. But no, it's really fucking hard, and I be going through it too, y'all. Having to do everything by myself. Low-key, even having this conversation is getting me out of my little funk that I was in today, because I feel like, not even in a corny feminist way, but relationships are out right now. I do not want to be with a fucking man. Like, ew, I just feel like they just ruin your life. Like, they make everything so, ugh, they're so annoying. Honestly, maybe this is my trauma speaking, but I just feel like girls make everything better. Men just piss me off. Like, even when they're not trying to, why didn't you wash your hands when you used the bathroom? Why are you leaving your pants with your boxers on my floor? Like, come on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're just annoying and they're dumb and they piss me off. So yeah, I don't desire a man's, no, I'm not even gonna lie, that I was gonna say I don't desire a man's presence in my life, but I do. I do desire a man's presence in my life, but it's only like to cuddle and to kiss, you know. But I would actually hate my life if a man was invading my space right now. Maybe that's why I attract men that are not for me, because I truly am probably not in the position to date. Like, I don't think I can give that to a man right now, because I'm so just comfortable living how I'm living. And I feel, but that's why I'm saying I genuinely would probably be completely fine if I never get into a relationship ever again, because I'm like, I'm so happy without a man. Like, I'm genuinely scared to have a man come in my life and ruin it just for the fact that he's a fucking man. And then also too, when you're in a relationship, you just have to compromise so much, and I don't want to do that. I may sound delusional for this, or I might just have really high standards, but I do not want to compromise. I do not want a man to come into my life and I gotta be like, okay, fuck, like, I don't like his mom, but I guess, or just do things that I don't enjoy because I love this man, or be around people that I don't like because I love this man. Like, that's just not something I'm willing to do right now, but maybe one day I will. I don't know. I just, in my mind, I feel like if that girl can have it, why can I? And at the end of the day, if my heart desires the finest of lives, then I would truly be settling if I chose to be with a man that couldn't provide that, because my heart would feel unfulfilled. And I don't give a fuck what anyone says. I'm not being no breadwinner, okay? If that man don't have money, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not doing the dating for love, but he don't got no money. Like, So you can travel, you can buy yourself the Chanel bag. No, babe. The man has to buy me the Chanel bag. The man has to pay for the dinners. I want my own money and I'm going to have my own money, but that man needs to have more money than me to be able to afford that the life we want to live. Like, I want to be in Italy on a boat, okay? Every summer. Every single summer, I want to have houses that we can go to in different cities. I want that life. And especially for me, I've been in such close proximity of this life, whether it be just rich men or celebrities. It's just like, I'm so close to it. Why can't I have it? I can. So no one is going to convince me that I can't have it. And I feel like men be trying to do that. Like, that's a conversation I had with Lil Sneaky Link the other night too. In today's society, it's really hard to have only one person working and blah, blah, blah. And like, I get it, but maybe for you, but not for me. I'm sorry. If I'm going to have a man invade my space, it's because he's going to be taking care of me. But all right, let me shut up about this topic because I'm sounding shallow now, but it's really the truth. Another thing you need to be doing, though, to be okay with being alone is do things that are going to make you better. Drink water, do your skincare, listen to motivational podcasts, read a book. If you are constantly fueling your mind with positive things and filling your body with things that give you energy, your life will little by little start to transform. If you listen to a motivational podcast every single morning when you wake up, I promise you throughout your day, you will start to make decisions that are better for you, that benefit you. I've always been into reading and I've always been into self-help books. Now I read more Christian-based self-help books, but I've been reading them since I was like 18. I think my first one was You Are a Badass. Is that what it's called? I think that was like the first one I ever read. But I have been reading books like that since I was young. So I've had a lot of these things instilled in my head from a very young age. And I'm thankful for that because it's definitely helped me significantly. And I think that I am pretty strong-minded and I do live for myself and for being a better self. Actually, that's a conversation that I had with my friend the other day, that I truly am the woman of my dreams, because when there is a quality in someone that I admire, I adapt that quality. For example, like, this is kind of funny, but I always admired a mom who shows up to the family party in her cute outfit and her makeup on. Guess what? Now I'm that mom. I love a woman who makes people take their shoes off at the door of their house and keeps their house clean and it smells like laundry detergent every time you walk in. Guess what? That's me now. I love a woman who works hard and chases her dreams and just does new things and is just a boss ass bitch. And guess what? That's me. And I'm only going to continue to do better and adapt these qualities, because if I like that in you, I am going to do that for myself. So I really think I'm the woman of my dreams, and I'm only going to make decisions that the woman I would look up to would make, or I'm going to live my life in the way that is going to put me on the path to be the woman that I look up to. I mentioned Sarah Jakes Roberts in my last podcast. I think she's an amazing woman. She's a pastor, like I said, but if you really listen to her, she has struggled a lot. She had a kid at 13 years old. You know, she was married. She went through it. She used to be wild, but she's truly built an empire. And I think that is so amazing. Kim Kardashian, again, has built an empire. Adrienne Bailon, I was listening to her today and I'm like, this girl, another one just building an empire, and I want to be that woman. I want to build an empire, but I want to do it with meaning. Obviously, I hate, oh my god, can I tell you guys this pet peeve of mine? And this is definitely the business student in me, and it's a little bit of shit talking, but it's just us here, right? Okay, no one's listening. I can't stand when someone tries to start like a bootleg ass business and you can tell they're just trying to do it so they can get some spare change or so they can say they have a business, but like the quality of the product is not there. Like you can tell they put no effort into the brand, the design, like nothing. That makes me so mad because it's like, if you don't even take your brand or your business serious, how could I take you serious? And that's something that I've always kept in my head that I learned in school. Your customers won't only take you as serious as you take you. So if you're giving me shit quality, I'm gonna give you shit quality back. Like, girl, I'm not paying for that. You didn't even want to pay for that. But yeah, I want to do it with meaning. Sorry, that shit makes me so mad. But yeah, I want to do it with meaning. I want to move people. I want to help people. I want to make something of the experiences I've been through or the knowledge I have or the things I've learned throughout life, you know? So I want to be impactful at the end of the day. And I think that I've always kind of felt this way, even if it was subconsciously, because since I was young, I've wanted to write a book. And I felt like it was probably because I read a lot. I think that's the reason I told myself that I wanted to write a book. But now, as I have truly understood myself, I'm like, no, you want to write a book because you want to help someone. You want to make an impact on someone's life. So, yeah. I want to do pole dancing classes. Have you guys ever done that before? I heard it's really hard and it's really a workout, but I've been watching the dancers at my job, and the last strip club I worked at was not like this. The girls really didn't do pole work. It was just kind of just like a free-for-all on the pole. But the new club I work at, oh my god, these girls have the most majestic stage sets. It's really so beautiful to watch. Honestly, it is truly an art. But yeah, I'm like, I want to do that. I want to learn how to belly dance and move my body all sensual and stuff. So I think I'm going to start taking pole dancing classes, or at least take one to see how it goes for me. Should we do a meetup with the Girls Rule Boys Rule podcast girlies and go pole dancing? Oh my god, guys, I only talked about this on Instagram. I didn't talk about it on the actual pod, but I did a $50 giveaway on Instagram, and I'm going to do giveaways every month. I'm going to treat the ladies. I'm going to be your rich man. But next month, we're going to do a free hand and stone massage. The giveaways are going to be self-care themed, girly themed, okay? Something that is for the girls and for the girls only. So follow the Instagram page at Girls Rule Podcast and stay tuned for giveaways every single month. Y2 did several of you bring up the White Claw that I was talking about in the last episode, and I'm like, low-key, I'm about to reach out to White Claw and they need to pay me or sponsor me because I put y'all on. I made y'all. Last thing before we go, though, because I have to throw in some manslander in here. You know what I hate? I hate when guys are too active on Instagram or too aware of their Instagram aesthetic. Like, why the fuck are you archiving and unarchiving pictures? Why are you constantly changing your bio? Why does your bio have cool letters? Like, as a man, you're supposed to get 11 likes and not know how to use Instagram, okay? That shit pisses me off. I hate a man that be on Instagram. That's how I know none of these men are my husband. I feel like I'm gonna find my husband when I'm older, because I feel like I'm at this weird age. 25 is definitely a weird age, because you can date a 30-year-old, but now this 30-year-old can have a 35-year-old friend. And I find myself in a lot of situations like that where I have someone who's a little bit older than me, but then their acquaintances or their friends are significantly older than me. But also too, I feel like people my age are still too young for me. So I think I'm gonna probably find my husband when I'm older and I'm in the age range of 30 or and I'm in the age range of 30 to 35. Like, those are the people who would be around me. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It made me happy, honestly. I feel like I'm really talking to my friend. It did put me in a better mood. I feel like it's almost like journaling, except I tried to journal, but my thoughts move too fast. Like, my hand be cramping, and at that point I start to get more stressed out about the fact that my thoughts are going faster than my hand. So journaling doesn't really work for me, but this was cute. This was fun. I hope you guys enjoyed. DM me your feedback. Leave a review on iTunes too. Everyone DM me or text me their feedback, but also leave some reviews. Show love, because I love y'all. And yeah, I'll see you next time. Bye.